高三英语高考练习十八。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Jackie, when do you like to dress up?
Well, I don't really like to dress up in general. I just wear what I'm wearing right now, t-shirt, shorts, and sneakers. But of course, on special occasions like, say, an interview or something like that, then yes, I would need to dress up.
Question. What can we infer from the man? Two. Do people kiss in public in your country?
Definitely. I've seen a couple of times people kissing in public and it becomes very common. And people are adapting to seeing people kiss just in public.
Question. What does the man mean?3. Now we are talking about renting a home. Is it better for you to rent or to own?
Well, it depends. If we say about the car, I guess it's better to own yourself.
Question. What can we conclude? 4. Should healthcare be free? What do you think?
I don't think that healthcare should be free, because I think there is no such thing as a free lunch for people. So if you get healthcare free, you have to pay insurance.
Question. What can we infer from the man's words? 5. Diego, what qualities do you think a good leader needs?
I think relations with people are really important. So if you have good relationships with people, those people are always going to follow you regardless of what you say and what you do.
Question. Which is not true according to the man's answer? 6. I would prefer a smaller company.Because it would be better to meet people.
Me too. But I like to travel, though, and I think sometimes the bigger companies have more opportunities to travel. So maybe in that case, I might want to work for a big company.
Question. What can we learn from the man's answer? 7.Well, I actually exercise every morning, but only for 10 minutes, because that's all the time I have. So I like to do yoga. How about you?
I like to do sports, especially playing football and basketball. But I don't really have time these days, and it's tough to find a team near me, so I jog.
Question. What's the man's favorite sport?8. My favorite season by far is summer. I love summer. I love the sun. I love being on a beach. I don't really like to swim, but I like being near the sea with a book and having time to sleep.
My favorite season is summer because I love to swim. I love the beach, and summer is good for everything outdoors, barbecues, drinking beer.
Question. Why does the woman like summer?9. Jack, how much TV do you watch?
I don't watch a lot of TV anymore, but when I was a kid, I used to watch 60 hours a week. It was ridiculous.
Question. How long did the man watch TV? 10. What's your adventure, Diego?
My adventure? I'd really like to go into space. I think that might be a little bit expensive, though. Oh well, maybe when I am rich.
Question. What does the man's words imply? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and one longer conversation. And you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the longer conversation. The passages and the longer conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
In winter, people might lessen their outdoor exercise. The days get dark earlier, and it can be very cold. These conditions can make it harder for some of us to go outdoors for exercise. However, cold days can be perfect for outdoor exercise. There are at least three important health benefits to cold weather exercise. 1. The body works harder in cold weather. Health experts at the Medical University of South Carolina say the body must make extra energy to keep warm in low temperatures. This means the body is burning more calories and fat. Your lungs also may work better in cold weather. Researchers at Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff found some interesting results in a study of goats. The scientists looked at how cold weather activity affected goats. They found that during the three coldest months, the goats experienced a 34% increase in maximal oxygen uptake and a 29% increase in running speed. When temperatures increased in the spring, both oxygen uptake and running speed of the goats decreased. 2. Regular cold weather exercising may help the immune system. The winter season is also cold and flu season. Making outdoor exercise a usual part of your workout may help you avoid both colds and the flu. It may strengthen your body's defense system. The Mayo Foundation for Medical Education and Research found that winter workouts can cut your risk of getting the flu by 30 to 40%. 3. Exercising outdoors in cold weather may help your mental health. Some people who suffer from winter blues or seasonal affective disorder may benefit from going outside to exercise in the fresh air and sunshine. An outdoor workout increases exposure to sunlight. Sunlight helps the body produce vitamin D, and vitamin D produces hormones that brighten your mood. So, there are several health benefits of exercising outdoors in very cold weather.
Now listen again, please.
In winter, people might lessen their outdoor exercise. The days get dark earlier, and it can be very cold. These conditions can make it harder for some of us to go outdoors for exercise. However, cold days can be perfect for outdoor exercise. There are at least three important health benefits to cold weather exercise. 1. The body works harder in cold weather. Health experts at the Medical University of South Carolina say the body must make extra energy to keep warm in low temperatures. This means the body is burning more calories and fat. Your lungs also may work better in cold weather. Researchers at Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff found some interesting results in a study of goats. The scientists looked at how cold weather activity affected goats. They found that during the three coldest months, the goats experienced a 34% increase in maximal oxygen uptake and a 29% increase in running speed. When temperatures increased in the spring, both oxygen uptake and running speed of the goats decreased. 2. regular cold weather exercising may help the immune system. The winter season is also cold and flu season. Making outdoor exercise a usual part of your workout may help you avoid both colds and the flu. It may strengthen your body's defense system. The Mayo Foundation for Medical Education and Research found that winter workouts can cut your risk of getting the flu by 30 to 40%. 3. Exercising outdoors in cold weather may help your mental health. Some people who suffer from winter blues or seasonal affective disorder may benefit from going outside to exercise in the fresh air and sunshine. An outdoor workout increases exposure to sunlight. Sunlight helps the body produce vitamin D, and vitamin D produces hormones that brighten your mood. So, there are several health benefits of exercising outdoors in very cold weather.
Questions 11. What is the passage mainly talking about?
What did researchers find in a study of goats in cold weather?
Which statement is not true according to the passage?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
An Amtrak train crashed in the American state of Washington Monday. At least 6 people died. The train was making its first ever run along a faster route on existing railroad tracks. 78 passengers and 5 crew members were on the train. The train was traveling at a speed of 128 kilometers per hour when it went off the track and fell down to a busy highway below. Chris Carnes was on the train. He said the only part of the train that remained on the tracks was the rear, or back, locomotive. Many train cars could be seen hanging off the overpass. An official told the Associated Press that the train may have struck something before going off the track. The mayor of a town near the crash site had warned about the danger of such an accident at a public meeting just 2 weeks ago. U.S. President Donald Trump used a deadly crash to call for more basic facilities spending. He tweeted, "The train accident that just occurred in DuPont, Washington, shows more than ever why our soon-to-be-presented plan of basic facilities must be approved quickly." How fast are trains traveling? The Amtrak Acela Express, which connects several eastern cities, is the fastest train in the United States. It can travel at a top speed of 241 kilometers per hour. European countries, including Germany, Italy, and Spain, have trains that can travel more than 320 kilometers per hour. The fastest trains in the world are found in Asia. Chinese media reported that the Beijing to Shanghai train can reach speeds of up to 350 kilometers per hour. The fastest non-operating train in the world is still undergoing testing in Japan Railway Maglev, which has reached a top speed of 603 kilometers per hour.
Now listen again, please.
An Amtrak train crashed in the American state of Washington Monday. At least 6 people died. The train was making its first ever run along a faster route on existing railroad tracks. 78 passengers and 5 crew members were on the train. The train was traveling at a speed of 128 kilometers per hour when it went off the track and fell down to a busy highway below. Chris Carnes was on the train. He said the only part of the train that remained on the tracks was the rear, or back, locomotive. Many train cars could be seen hanging off the overpass. An official told the Associated Press that the train may have struck something before going off the track. The mayor of a town near the crash site had warned about the danger of such an accident at a public meeting just 2 weeks ago. U.S. President Donald Trump used a deadly crash to call for more basic facilities spending. He tweeted, "The train accident that just occurred in DuPont, Washington, shows more than ever why our soon-to-be-presented plan of basic facilities must be approved quickly." How fast are trains traveling? The Amtrak Acela Express, which connects several eastern cities, is the fastest train in the United States. It can travel at a top speed of 241 kilometers per hour. European countries, including Germany, Italy, and Spain, have trains that can travel more than 320 kilometers per hour. The fastest trains in the world are found in Asia. Chinese media reported that the Beijing to Shanghai train can reach speeds of up to 350 kilometers per hour. The fastest non-operating train in the world is still undergoing testing in Japan Railway Maglev, which has reached a top speed of 603 kilometers per hour.
Questions 14. Which might be the best title of the news?
Who used the crash to call for more basic facilities spending?
16. Where is there the fastest operating train in the world? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Fei-Fei.
And I'm Neil.
And Neil, we have a musical expression. Do you like rock music?
Rock? Yeah, I love it.
Really?
When I was younger, I was in a rock band. We had it all. Long hair, loud guitars, even louder drums, leather, all that jazz.
Jazz? Hang on, was it a jazz or a rock band?
Aha, very funny. All that jazz is our phrase today. And it has nothing to do with jazz. Indeed, it simply means and so on, or and other similar things.
You often use it after listing things. For example, I love Christmas dinner. You've got turkey, Brussels sprouts, roast potatoes, gravy, all that jazz. It's just great.
You're not wrong. I love all that jazz too. And now, you've made my mouth water. So let's take a break and listen to these examples.
I had a super lazy weekend. I woke up late, got some coffee, went for a walk, watched a couple of movies, all that jazz. It was great.
I don't read celebrity gossip. You know, who's going out with who got plastic surgery, all that jazz. I'm just not interested.
It's often used in a list of unpleasant or boring things.
For example, this morning I cleaned the whole house. Washing, scrubbing, vacuuming, all that jazz.
Yes, by using jazz to describe dull things, it's ironic and brings some humor.
It does, Fei-Fei, especially when we compare it with the phrase to jazz up. You can jazz up an outfit or jazz up a meal, for example, which means to make something more interesting and even glamorous.
Before we go, we should of course mention the phrase is also the name of a song from the 1975 Broadway musical Chicago. Fancy singing it for us, Neil?
I really couldn't. After all, I was in a rock band, not a jazz band. What about you, Fei-Fei?
Maybe next time. I can't remember the words.
Excuses, excuses. Bye for now.
Bye.
Now listen again, please.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Fei-Fei.
And I'm Neil.
And Neil, we have a musical expression. Do you like rock music?
Rock? Yeah, I love it.
Really?
When I was younger, I was in a rock band. We had it all. Long hair, loud guitars, even louder drums, leather, all that jazz.
Jazz? Hang on, was it a jazz or a rock band?
Aha, very funny. All that jazz is our phrase today. And it has nothing to do with jazz. Indeed, it simply means and so on, or and other similar things.
You often use it after listing things. For example, I love Christmas dinner. You've got turkey, Brussels sprouts, roast potatoes, gravy, all that jazz. It's just great.
You're not wrong. I love all that jazz too. And now, you've made my mouth water. So let's take a break and listen to these examples.
I had a super lazy weekend. I woke up late, got some coffee, went for a walk, watched a couple of movies, all that jazz. It was great.
I don't read celebrity gossip. You know, who's going out with who got plastic surgery, all that jazz. I'm just not interested.
It's often used in a list of unpleasant or boring things.
For example, this morning I cleaned the whole house. Washing, scrubbing, vacuuming, all that jazz.
Yes, by using jazz to describe dull things, it's ironic and brings some humor.
It does, Feifei, especially when we compare it with the phrase to jazz up. You can jazz up an outfit or jazz up a meal, for example, which means to make something more interesting and even glamorous.
Before we go, we should of course mention the phrase is also the name of a song from the 1975 Broadway musical, Chicago. Fancy singing it for us, Neil?
I really couldn't. After all, I was in a rock band, not a jazz band. What about you, Feifei?
Maybe next time. I can't remember the words.
Excuses, excuses. Bye for now.
Bye!
Questions 17. What are they mainly talking about?
'18. What does all that jazz mean?
'19. Where did the man once work?
20. Which of the following statements about jazz up is not true?